Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
As well as Erica Ramirez.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there's that laugh that we were waiting
for. I was laughing
for.
At Jason.
What? What's up?
You're just always so, like, happy.
Yeah,
it makes
you know.
Me and everyone probably happy.
Oh, thank you. I try
He's
to be
just
happy.
The happy guy.
Oh, yes,
you know.
Speaking of things that make Jason happy,
yo.
Let's talk about, actually, I don't know if you like this. I have no idea, but
I do like this.
My first pick, the Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney song, 4 or 5 Seconds. So it was recently announced that they, all three of those wonderful people, are going to be at this year's Grammys to perform the song, the world debut of 4 or 5 Seconds. I'll talk about it later. What do you think about this, Jason?
I mean, first of all, it's funny to imagine someone listening to this podcast and being like, what, there's a new Rihanna and Kanye and Paul McCartney song? Like, what's going on? But you know what? It's must hear music. We got to talk about why you need to hear it. If you're not aware of it, if you're probably aware of it, but I just like.
What was that all about?
No, that was just me ranting.
Okay.
But I really like this song a lot, and I feel like it gets stronger with each listen. I think that, you know, I was talking to Keith on the Pop Shop podcast about this, about how I really like it when Rihanna changes it up, as much as I love her dance songs, and kind of strips the instrumental down and focuses solely on her voice. Like, one of my favorite Rihanna songs, this is what we were talking about, is Take Care, her song with Drake, because it's not a flashy performance at all, but it's so incredibly compelling and strong in just its vulnerability. And I feel like that this hits the same note. And, you know, I feel like it's more of a Rihanna solo track than like a Rihanna, Kanye, Paul McCartney song. I mean, Paul McCartney's on keyboards. Kanye.
Guitar.
This one.
Yeah. Really? I thought it was keyboards.
That's Kanye's.
No, he's strumming on this one.
Oh, really?
This one's a guitar.
I thought it was keyboards on both. Anyway, you know, he's in the background regardless. Mm-hmm. And Kanye has a couple verses, but, you know, this is Rihanna's show. And she's kind of billed as the top artist on this. And I mean, it just, her hook is what I focus on. What do you think, Erica? I feel like this is emo enough for you.
It's definitely emo enough.
Okay.
I think everyone likes to see, like, Rihanna being the bad girl that she is get a little vulnerable. So I think that's really good to hear her. As much as I love Kanye, I think I would have been okay without a Kanye. Kanye verses on the song, and just would have let it just be a Rihanna. I mean, it is Rihanna's song, but I would have liked it to just be just Rihanna. I don't know. It feels like Kanye just comes out of nowhere. It's a little too... Kanye on this song is a little too abrasive for the production and for how vulnerable Rihanna is. So it would have just been great to just see Rihanna stripped down on this like folk, pop, country, all genres type of song. I think it's a good change also for her coming off of Unapologetic, which was very like rap and R&B, you know, with some like, I feel like I had a little bit more of like, also she wanted to go a little bit on the trap route, or she was aiming to. So I think this is a very good change for her.
Yeah, I think it is a good song. I don't know about great, but it's a good song. it's weird. I mean, it's just so bizarre that these three people are on a song together and then they're going to be at the stage together at the Grammys. Like, there's no getting around it. You know, I'm sure that's why they're all equally, more or less equally credited, even though this is the lead single from Rihanna's album. Like, it's being kind of, you know, pimped as a Paul McCartney, Kanye, Rihanna song because just of the, like, W2F factor of that. I like the song. I like Rihanna's hook. But I have to say, it just makes me genuinely wonder, like, is this what, like, diehard fans of either any of the three artists are really looking for? Like, it's Rihanna's vulnerable side, but it's not, like, an incredible song, you know? Like, this isn't, like, a strong lead single. This definitely isn't something that, like, longtime Paul McCartney fans are going to be jamming to.
Well, we were talking offline as to, like, how this could have, like, happened, and it's strange. But, like, if you really think about it, I think Rihanna's recording an album, so is Kanye. Paul McCartney's with Kanye most of the time recording this album. So it makes sense to me as to how this happened. I think that's exactly why it also sounds a little strange. It's just kind of, it happened as in, like, they were all in the studio, so why not make a song mm-hmm. together? And I guess this is what we get. Something it's good, something it's bad. But I think that's why it's also a little random, is because the collaboration itself.
It feels
itself.
Like a lark more than, like,
yeah.
I kind of doubt this is going to be, like, the next big hit from any of these artists.
Right.
Next thing is going to go number one, and I'll be totally incorrect.
I know. Well, it's interesting because, you know, we talked about on this show about Kanye's Only One with Paul McCartney, and it's like, well, he called it a single, but is it, like, actually the single from the mm-hmm. album, or is it, like, another song going to be, like, a radio song? And I wondered the same thing about this song, but, I mean, they're performing it at the Grammys. I wouldn't call it, like, a tossed mm-hmm. out little collaboration if they're performing it at the Grammys. Obviously, it's something special to them. It'll be interesting to see what Rihanna does with her next project, for sure. And, you know, it's so funny. Like, I read on Twitter somewhere that the big summer tour for 2015 should be McCartney, Kanye, Rihanna, and Ringo Starr, like, playing Beatles songs and, like, Kanye songs and Rihanna. Like, that would be so awesome.
That would be just the crowds that would throw together.
It would be so cool.
Would be insane.
Yeah. Like, imagine Rihanna singing Beatles songs. Like, that would be awesome.
I could see her doing Strawberry Fields Forever. She's got kind of that otherworldly voice.
Can we make that happen? Like, that would be cool. Erica's looking very suspicious.
I'm a little nervous about that.
I feel like you don't think the Beatles are big enough for Kanye.
I'm one of those that didn't know who Paul McCartney was or who Missy Elliott was during the Super Bowl. I was those
you are
12-year-old fans. No, absolutely not. But, no, I mean, there was, like, a rumor that Kanye and Rihanna are going on tour this year. So I just think it's too, the fact that those three, that collaboration with those three artists are such a random thing. I think it'd be weird to have a tour with all three.
It's
and Ringo.
Unlikely, but, like, he could pop out for a few days.
Oh, I absolutely think that he would.
I mean, especially since he's just, like, hitting the keyboards and strumming a few chords. This would be, like, effort he would need.
I do think it's an interesting point of what Jason said, where it's like Kanye and Rihanna's first single are not very, you know,
they're not what we
expect. Poppy or catchy, for it to be, like, for them to be number one songs. So I wonder if they're just do not care, or I'm not sure, but they both released, you know, a very more personal track for as their first singles.
Right. On the other hand, maybe it's just kind of a play to get, I don't mean this in the negative way, but to, like, get a lot of publicity, and then they'll come out with the actual, like, kind of catchy song that's ready for radio. Because, maybe. I mean, without a doubt, like, this is, they've gotten more eyeballs and ears than they would have if it was just the new Rihanna song.
Right. I mean, they're all connected.
Not that, like, half the world wouldn't listen to a new Rihanna song. But, you know, when you say Paul McCartney and Kanye are on it, you get some people who don't care about Rihanna who are suddenly paying attention to this.
Absolutely.
But anyways, let's listen to it. So it's 4 5 seconds, Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney.
Now I'm 4 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
All right, that was 4 5 seconds. Next up, let's talk about a Jason pick. Say Lulu,
hey-o,
who Jason's featured on this podcast before, and the new song is called Nothing But a Heartbeat, and I have to say I like this as much as I like the other one you featured.
Yeah. So Say Lulu, if for those who forgot, since we last talked about them a couple months ago, they are a Swedish-Australian band, and a band of sisters. They're Swedish and Australian because their parents live, one parent lived in Sweden, one parent lived in Australia, and they
kind
used
of a
to
parent trap
go
situation.
Back and forth. Yeah.
They met at camp. No.
What if it was? No, it is not that. But anyway, this is a pop act, an indie pop act, that has been on my radar for a while. And it's funny because you know how some indie acts just keep saying like, oh yeah, the album's coming. And then it keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. Like, I feel like this has happened with Say Lulu. I interviewed them. I must have interviewed them either late 2012 or early 2013 when their first couple singles came out. And they've been, all right, this album's coming. And it's been a really long time. But finally today they announced that their debut album, it is called Lucid Dreaming, which is a very Say Lulu album title.
It's a great name.
Comes out April 6th, and they released the first single from it. It's called Nothing But a Heartbeat. It's not an incredible single, but I really like it. It's just everything you would expect from them. Dreamy indie pop music, strong vocals, layered harmonies, just great little instrumental synthesizer melodies. I mean, I just really like this band. You know, kind of, at this point, even though they haven't put out their debut album yet, you kind of know what you're getting from them. And check it out. It just came out a couple hours before this taping, and I've already listened to it a couple times. I really like it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I'm certainly not as familiar with them as you are, so I don't know if I can really stack it up to all of their material, but it definitely, unlike what I've heard from them before, this sounds like pop crossover potential, and that's probably why they chose it.
Yeah.
They don't sound like Phoenix, before I'm going to make this comparison, but the guitar in the background sounds very much like the guitar in Phoenix's Listomania.
Yeah,
like, you
that's
can
true.
Just
that's
kind
true.
Of get shades of all these other indie pop crossover acts in this song. And that's not to say this doesn't stand on its own. Like, it really is. They have a great sound, and I think this is a really catchy song. I think it's going to be something in rotation on my playlist.
Yeah.
And let's hope the Nation's playlist.
Oh, heyo.
I'm a part of the Nation. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you picked out a song from them before, right?
Yeah.
I think I've said the same thing. But.
Yeah. They're really solid. Like, I don't know if they're going to be like a U.S. crossover thing. But I think they'll be like, I think of Say Lulu as like, I don't know if they've announced any U.S. tour dates yet in terms of this year, but I think of them almost as like the band who's playing at like 2 o'clock at the festival that you want to get there early to catch, because like they're not going to be a huge deal, but they're really solid and you want to soak in their music.
Soak in the
hot
Lulu.
Summer day.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. Say Lulu, Nothing But a Heartbeat. Say Lulu, and now Jason's gonna duck out because he has a meeting.
I'm sorry, man.
He's an important man.
I do. I love Must Hear Music, and I love you and Erica.
No, that's fine.
You guys are clowning on me. Even though I bought you popcorn.
Got a prep for Grammys, and that's a pretty legit.
Yeah,
Jason
come on,
is
guys.
Such a diva.
Oh, that's
all
not
right.
True. All right, bye, guys.
All right, the diva has left the room. All right, let's talk about Erica. Which one of yours do you want to do? Should we start with Big Sean, Kanye, and Drake?
You see. seem to really like Travis Scott.
All right, we'll start with song. Yeah. Let's so Travis Scott and featuring Future, High Fashion. Yes. This is one of your picks. I have to say we've talked about Future on the podcast before, and I'm sad Jason had to leave because he's such a big supporter of Future. I have like such mixed feelings on him, like a lot of the internet. You know, like he really is just so much auto-tune and kind of like so much of the same sound. But I feel for every time that I'm like, oh, I can't deal with more Future, a Future song comes along and I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Right.
And I'm feeling that with this Travis Scott song, which is called High Fashion. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott is a great rapper. I have a lot of interest in him. His debut hasn't come out yet though, right?
It's just mixtapes. He put out like an EP, I think last year.
Okay.
Which was really, I want to say it was either, yeah, it was last year. I think it's like, I forgot what it's called, but it has actually a lot of great songs on it. But yeah, I mean, with High Fashion, it's going to sound weird. I really don't care as to what Future is saying. It's the fact that he sounds so good with this production that's by Travis Scott. And I want to say it might be with Metro Boomin also, but I think it's a whole different, or it might be just be Travis Scott, but it's different production than what Travis is known for. You know, Travis Scott was born in Houston but raised in LA, but he does have a lot of that like trap production in him, so he does really good on it, and he did it good on his EP. And one of the songs that was really good is Skyfall, which features Young Thug, and it just kind of showed that he could be alongside some of the best Atlanta and other southern producers. But I think with this you get a little bit of more of a chill feel to it. So I think that's what made me like this song so much, is more of Travis's production. But I mean, it's also like you said, that one day people hate Future because he puts out songs like that Mike Will song and Wiz Khalifa song, and then he comes and sounds just really good on this type of song. So the fact that he could kind of like, I don't know, morph into something and just fit perfectly is something that's very admirable with Future. So I think that's why I really like this song.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's great, and it's kind of like just a refreshing combination in like the contrast they bring to each other. Like Travis Scott with kind of the more like brittle beat, and then Future is, I mean, the whole thing is laid back, but then yeah, Future is very kind of like auto-tuned, smooth, synthetic sound in a good way. It's great. Like the first time I listened to it, it just immediately, I was like, this is awesome.
Right.
This is the jam.
I just looked it up. So Travis Scott's mixtape was actually called Days Before Rodeo. So if you guys haven't checked that out, really should. There's a lot of great songs, especially that Young Thug song called Skyfall. But yeah, I mean, like you said, with Future, it's like, I don't like that you have to now be a little hesitant to listen to songs with Future on it. I don't know if it was that Mike Will song, or I think that even Beast Mode, it was not as intriguing to me as his last project, as Honest was, but I hope that he gets back on track where like he just, you know, gives us very consistent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter what like people say, people including me, about Future, where they're like, oh, I don't want to pay any attention to him, like without a doubt, like I always will keep an ear open, because he obviously, you know, and for as much as you can say like, oh, he kind of does the same thing over and over, he obviously has a real ear for incredible melodies.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
Interesting production. So let's listen to it. It's Travis Scott featuring Future, High Fashion.
Mixing my jello blunts, Louboutin double cups, designer jersey get seamed up. If it tastes good, niggas rolling like rollers, my roll up and dunder dunk. Don't think that I had enough, cause I been on the bench. Scored a coke model, that's a high fashion win. Spurging in the mall, got me spinning on my hands. Yeah, we made it to the hills now.
Alright, that was Travis Scott and Future. Next up, let's talk about Big Sean featuring Drake and an uncredited Kanye West on Blessings.
Yeah, Kanye comes in at the very end. Blessings is very, it's very much a very boisterous kind of song that Big Sean's known to do, especially lately. And it follows up I Don't F With You, which is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of, I also think of Rick Ross as Sanctified, where it's just kind of, you know, them boasting as to how good their status are and also how good they are with their life. So I think that Big Sean does really good with these songs. And, you know, why not call on Drake? And it's funny because even in a song about blessings, Drake could be very emo. Like he says how he feels like he's the only one in the game. And it's just like, man, I am always amused by the way that Drake can be emo and lonely in songs and still sound good saying that. And still then like revert back to being like this guy that knows that he's winning and being very prideful. So yeah, I mean, I really like the song. They all work very good together. So I chose this for the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I think your point about him being emo is great, but that's what I loved about this song. I mean, I thought it was a good song, like nothing I fell in love with, but Drake's verse is just so interesting. Like he is bragging. There's a line where he says, "I can't see heaven being much better than this," but not that much. A few lines later, he's talking about worrying about his mom,
right?
And he's saying something you really never hear anyone, like rapper or pop star, say, which is he says, "I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press." That's right. Just like, who, like, one, no one says that. Two, no one thinks that. Like, okay, maybe Kanye West. Yeah,
but yeah, it's just the fact that he could say, and you might know the line of him saying that he is the only one in the game. It's like him being prideful and yet lonely at the same time. And I'm like, I don't think any other rapper could do it as good as Drake can.
Right, pull off the trick of kind of being like, I'm in my own class, but also sound like really sad,
very lonely and sad,
like not that boastful. Whereas like if Jay-Z says that, you're like, oh man, he is so happy with his life. Drake says that, he's like, kind of, I need a friend.
I know. So I mean, I think that's why I think, like you said, that's the reason also why you like it is Drake's verse. I think also why I like it is because of Drake. It's just very much him.
Yeah.
In any type of song, he never wavers. His emo-ness never wavers.
He's good. He's really consistent.
Yes.
But let's listen to it. So it's Big Sean, Drake, and Kanye. Blessings.
Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me? This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided.
Blessings. Next up, let's talk The Satisfaction. The song is called Earthy. It's spelled Earth and then two capital E's. We were just talking. I can't remember if we've highlighted The Satisfaction before or if we meant to and then
but I do
didn't.
Know that you are obsessed.
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
They're an affiliate group, a Seattle affiliate, like R&B hip-hop duo of Shabazz Palaces.
And that makes sense.
Their first album was great. I've seen them live. They just have like a weird, like choreographed, like incredible, just like an other earthly kind of thing going on. Like it almost seems to me like the like 1960s, early 70s Laurel Canyon version of like R&B hip hop.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this new song is called Earthy, and it's just kind of classic The Satisfaction, as much as no one else in the world knows what that means.
I mean, I've only heard two songs, this song and the one that you played before.
Right. It's like, I mean, it's R&B. They are rapping on it, but it's like old school R&B. At the same time, there's like kind of indie synths in there. It's kind of like you're listening to it and you're like, other than saying this is underground-ish music, like I don't really know what to classify this as.
I don't know. I mean, why would you consider it underground? Just because it's not, there's not much like, music like this right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It definitely transports you into like that 70s funk R&B era.
For sure.
Where you just kind of forget where you're at. Because they're pretty amazing at bringing that sound back.
Yeah, it's like really organic.
Yeah.
But at the same, I guess underground is probably the wrong word, but it does just have this thing. It's familiar. It's like a sound we know from the past, but like you just don't hear other people doing this right now.
No.
And like, there's absolutely no way. Like, I feel like a lot of the stuff we talk about in the podcast has that potential to like make a crossover. This is definitely a niche group, but I feel like if you like Shabazz Palaces, 100% check out The Satisfaction.
I wonder how someone like D'Angelo would do with this.
That's interesting.
Especially like right now where he's at in his career. Like, I don't know if this would be, it feels like it would be like a somewhat of a step forward because of just how progressive they still are, even though they sound like an era of the past. So I was thinking about that before we got on the podcast. I wonder if who they would collaborate where they could kind of take a step up as far as like being
that's
more
a
known.
Really smart call if they were with D'Angelo, because they totally have like a similar vibe, and kind of that progressive but like back reaching.
Because I feel like I want someone to just like pick them up and like show them to the world.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're doing, isn't it?
Yes. We need like a
but we need like a real celebrity.
We need a real celebrity, not Jason, a real celebrity.
Jason is the closest thing we have to a real celebrity in this room, and he just left.
I know, exactly.
Anyways, well, let's listen to it. It's The Satisfaction, Earthy. All right, that was The Satisfaction. Erica, thank you so much for joining me and for sticking around.
Shots fired at
certain
Jason.
Other people.
I'm going to pull a diva and leave early next time. Yeah. But no, I appreciate you having me here.
Love having you on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.